Hey, thank you so much, Steve. Coach, great victory last night. It's tough to come into this building and scratch out 2 points. Not a lot of teams have done it. You've done it more than most teams. What was the key to success last night for your club?
I think the first period was a little bit sloppy. They came out, controlled the play, and then it seems like we got our legs back. We talked about it before the game that this team can come at you in waves, and they've got five guys on the ice that are all scoring threats. They're both their D, all PS get up the ice. And I thought we did a pretty good job after the first 10 minutes kind of neutralizing that. And then, you know, we got some power plays, and that gave us a little bit of momentum. And, frankly, it could have gone either way. Even though we were up 3-0, it wasn't. I knew it wasn't over at that point because they're a good team. But I just think we played our game well. I think we were able to kind of respect what they do and did a good job defending that.
It was a wild second period. It was one, though, that you won ultimately, and it helped you win the game. What kind of flipped in that second period versus what you saw in the first and the third?
Well, you know, we got off to the power play goal that, you know, was a really good goal. And then we got the other one at the end of that one, and then Jolie's breakaway. So we had like three goals in like, I don't know if it was like 5 minute stretch or something. And then they came storming back. Obviously, Magna's goal was huge, a shorthanded. And the third period, you know, it's like we were defending a lot. Predictably, they were going to come at us, and they did. I thought we did a good job keeping them to the outside. And, I talked to the team today, like we stay on the ice too long sometimes. And so then we do get the puck out of the zone. We don't change well and then get fresh legs out there to attack. We're almost absorbing the game too much. So that tends to happen when you're up a goal and it's late in the game, but it'd be really nice if we could get a little bit more attack mentality into the way we play, particularly with like 10 minutes to go in a one-goal game.
Well, you did have close to 40 shots last night. So what did you like once you got into the zone and set yourself up offensively?
We talked about it. I mean, Ryan Bach came down and said we just got to direct pucks to the net. We're getting too fancy trying to make lateral plays. Just across the top of the circles instead of shooting it. So we did that. I think when you shoot the puck a lot, there's always an opportunity that one or two defenders don't know where the rebound's coming, right? So if you're able to see where the puck's directed at the net, you have an advantage. It's like a receiver that's watching the quarterback and the defensive back's staring at the receiver. The DB has no idea where the ball is, and that same thing applies to a forward when he's coming from the top of the circles down to the net for a rebound. A lot of times the D doesn't see where the puck is, so you know, Carter's goal is a great example of that. He beat his guy off the wall, and they were all, you know, staring at the shot, and he picked it up and shelved it. So, if we can continue to do that for the next 27 games, we'll probably get, you know, a bunch of goals. So, as you know, our team has a tendency to pass first and shoot second.
Well, Martin Kaut mentioning him, points in three straight, and he's starting to pick things up on the offensive side. What has started to trend in the right direction for him?
He's got to skate. When he's skating well and he's playing hard and he's got second effort on pucks, he's visible. And when he's floating, he just is invisible. So hopefully he can match what he did last night in terms of his energy and his skating. Because when he does that, he's a factor in the game. When he doesn't do it, just like most guys are, he's not a factor.
How about just trying to continue this forward? You mentioned that you come out with a great performance on a Friday, and then Saturday you've been a little disappointed sometimes with the effort. So what's it going to take here tonight to get what you want, to get that effort, and to ultimately try to get those 2 points?
Well, we've talked about this. You know, we went on that run there with 12 games without giving up a loss, and then, you know, we're back to the win one, lose one, and, the Stockton, Bakersfield, we were able to win those two, and then we go back and we lose the Saturday night against San Antonio. So, they're aware of it. You don't want to talk too much about it. I mean, anytime you get the first win on the road in your pocket, it's a really good feeling. So, we're going to try and match what we did last month or 2 months ago when we were here in December and we got the two wins. I believe that was around New Year's Eve. And I know we had a theme that game, and that was to play heavy and get pucks back. And I thought we did a good job of that.
Last question for you here. What's going to be, in your mind, the biggest key to getting the result you want tonight?
We've got to get some zone time and play in their zone offensively. I think it went back and forth last night. They had the control to play in the third period. But we've got to try and establish, offensive zone possession. and be a tough team to play against with the puck. I think we're starting to get better away from the puck, but we've got to try and get that grind, ground it down. We've talked about that ground game in football in these interviews, and I think we've got to try and do that tonight.
All right, great win last night. Going to follow it up here tonight. Good luck.
Thanks, Kevin.
All right, that's Eagles head coach Greg Cronin. Steve, we'll get it back to you.